Today I'd like to talk about what does it take to forgive someone? Not just a small offense, but a real life-changing event that happens to you. God tells us we're supposed to be able to forgive those that have done us wrong. If not, God will not forgive us for the things that we do wrong to Him. We have been called out of the world and told by God, by His word, to be changed. We are to put away the old man and be transformed into a son or daughter of God. But we can only do this by following God's laws and being forgiven for our sins. The sins that we struggle with on a daily basis and the evil pulls of this world are what separate us from God. But with God's forgiveness, with God's forgiveness and being able to forgive others, we can become a child of God. In this sermonette, I would look at what it takes to really forgive someone of an offense. An offense that someone has done, and why it is hard for humans without God's help and God's compassion to do so. A couple months ago, I came across a mini documentary on YouTube about forgiveness that really struck with me. In February 2020, Danny and Leah Abdallah's world was changed in a single moment. A drunk driver took the lives of their three children and their niece. Antonia Dalla, 13, his sisters Angelina, 12, and Sienna, 8, and their 11-year-old cousin Veronica Sakar. They were simply walking to the shops for ice cream along with three other children. It was still light, the kids were all excited, and it should have been just an ordinary evening. Instead, Samuel William Davidson, who was drunk, drugged, and speeding, ran a red light and then up onto the sidewalk with his truck and struck the group of children. Four young lives were gone in an instant. Three other children were injured, and one suffered permanent brain damage. This horrific accident is something that seems unforgivable, but only 5 years after this event, Danny Abdallah, the father, publicly forgave Davidson and said that if it was up to him, Davidson would be set free. Abdallah stated that whether Davidson is in jail or not does not change what happened to his children. This documentary records one of many visits that Danny has to the jail. Danny goes and sees Davidson from time to time. The YouTube video is entitled Father Meets His Children's Killer, which shows them meeting and talking. Danny Abdallah says in this documentary that it's through his faith in God that allows him to forgive Davidson for what has happened to his children and his family. And if you have a problem with letting go and forgiving someone, I suggest you watch this video. Let's look at why forgiveness is so hard for us to do as humans. According to this website, forgiveness is hard because there's misconceptions about forgiveness. People often think forgiveness means approving of the bad act or giving the offender a license to hurt them again. That you are weak, basically. The emotional pain and fear. The hurt is personal and can be deeply embedded, and forgiving can involve vulnerability, as feelings of hurt may resurface temporarily. There's a desire for justice and accountability. It's hard to forgive when someone doesn't repent or show remorse, as it feels like they're getting away with something. And Davidson has accepted 100% of accountability for his actions. There's an identity and bitterness. Holding on to anger could become part of one's identity, and releasing it can feel like you're losing part of yourself and you're embracing a victim mentality. There's difficulty in separating the person from their actions. It can be challenging to forgive the act without forgiving the person, especially if the harm was significant. It goes on to stated how to make forgiveness easier. Understanding what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness does not mean you approve of the offense, ignore what happened, or pretend it didn't hurt. You make a decision. Forgiveness can be a deliberate choice to not seek revenge and to treat the person as a valued person. Focus on the forgiver. Understand that forgiveness is a personal journey of healing that liberates you from the bitterness and allows you to move forward. Practice empathy. Try to see the situation from the other person's point of view to foster some kind of understanding. You can separate the person from their actions. Recognize just because someone does something wrong doesn't mean they're a bad person. And the last one, which I think it's most important, practice self-forgiveness. This can be a crucial component of being able to forgive others. But the Bible says that forgiveness is a big part of being a Christian. In Matthew 6, 9, Jesus talks to us about the model prayer. And in it, he says we are to forgive, to ask for, to forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sins against you, as I will forgive those that have done me wrong. And our sins will not be forgiven if we do not forgive others. In Matthew 22, Jesus says that when he was answering a question about which law is the greatest, Jesus says to honor and love God with all your heart, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And most people love and do forgive themselves for a lot of things that they do. But when it's time to forgive others for something that they have done wrong to them, they don't find it very easy. And I'm not saying that forgiveness is easy, but I am saying that we must have godly love and a character in our heart which helps make it easier or even possible. Matthew 6:14, it says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And I am sure that we ask God multiple times a day or throughout the week to please forgive us and to make us better, or at least we should. But he won't do that if we are holding on to something else against someone. God's forgiveness is the only reason that we are allowed to do what we need to do to be in the kingdom. Without it, we are just wasting our time, and our prayers won't go any higher than the ceiling. God's ways are so much higher than our ways, and at times, trying to replicate his character feels impossible. But we are told to strive and to try to be like him anyway. In Luke 23:34, Jesus is being crucified and punished for offenses he did not commit. And while up on the cross, he is thinking of us, asking God to forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Jesus cares for us and wants us to come to him and ask for his forgiveness. This is why he came to earth, took on human form, and died for us. We just celebrated the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles. It will be so nice when these days come to fruition and Satan is removed, a time when horrible drunken accidents and other sins that are done all over the world will finally be put to an end. Just imagine a time when you do not have to pray to God anymore and ask, please forgive me. I don't know if we're going to even have to pray anymore, because he'll be right there in front of us. We can just talk to him face to face about spiritual things on the same mental level. This life is full of torment, trials, and hardships. But when we are one with God and know that he has our back in any situation, makes those times easier. God loves us and wants to forgive us. for our transgressions and what we do against him. But we have to be honest and faithful about it. Being able to forgive and be forgiven is a big part of our transformation. It is one of the first steps in changing our being into one that resembles God.